This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Monday, July 25, 2022, and these are the headlines. The family of Amir Khan Mangakop has petitioned the City Prosecution Office to upgrade the case against Dr. Marvin Ray Andrew Pipino from homicide to murder. Lawyer Gib Kabahog, legal counsel of the family, filed last Friday the motion for reconsideration on the resolution of the CPO, which filed a homicide case against Pipino. Gib also said that the CPO filed before the Regional Trial Court Branch 17 the petition for whole departure order against Pipino last week after the latter posted bail immediately after the filing of the homicide case. Mangakop's family said in a statement that the downgrading of the criminal case to homicide was just a minor setback as they still believed in the judicial process of the country. It added that the prosecutor's office should have taken into consideration the fact that Pipino is a champion shooter and that the shooting happened in the presence of a police officer. The family has requested for a clarificatory hearing with the prosecutor's office along with National Bureau of Investigation Davao, which submitted additional evidence last July 15 after conducting a parallel investigation upon the family's request. In business, the Department of Human Settlements and Urban Development and the National Economic and Development Authority signed the joint declaration on the adjustment of the price ceiling for economic housing from 1.7 million pesos to 2.5 million pesos. The agreement was welcomed by the private sector, pointing out that the adjustment in the price ceiling aligned with the inflation costs for all the inputs to production due to political and economical events around the globe. According to George C., chair of the Subdivision and Housing Developers Association, the country's leading organization of housing developers, the housing sector is an economic pump primer as it contributes a 3.4% output multiplier to the economy and creates indirect employment generated by backroom support, marketing, and salespeople involved in housing activities. In sports, Vanessa Sarno of Bohol bagged 3 gold medals to cap the Philippines' campaign in the Asian Youth and Junior Weightlifting Championships at the Uzbekistan Sports Complex in Tashkent City on Friday night. Considered as heir apparent to Tokyo Olympics gold medalist Heidelin Diaz, the 17-year-old Sarno did not disappoint as she tailed 230 kilograms to claim the junior women's 71-kilogram category title. Anggi Restu of Indonesia finished second with 212 kilograms, while Kim Ye Min of Korea placed third with 211 kilograms. Sarno's 3 gold performance gave the Philippines a total of 15 gold medals, which is the country's best finish in the tournament. You are listening to the audio edition of Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. Or you may follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel at Mindanao Times. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.